Blog Talk Radio.
Growing struggle. Die is the rule and protect up and I life. Roman abroad. Come together, see some tribal wars and fight. Who knows better, not to better. A course of talent is inside. May not be exposed to education, but surely no far from right. Africans with African pride. Fight into a day number right. Want no more, heading up good. For this nation to move forward. Africans with African pride. Fight into a day. One no more, heading up good. For this nation to move forward. Self-help within a motivation. Designed to be self-sufficient. No one to depend on no one. For attainment of my brain. Oh, this world from my calling. Children crying white quartiers. Hunger rampant harvest plenty. Ooh, oh, Africans with African pride. Fighting to a
Good morning. Welcome to Big Bap and Friends. Pour you a strong drink because you're going to need it tonight. Because we're getting ready to give y'all a show that we haven't given y'all in a long time, and we are ready to turn up and have a good time. But before we get to all of that, pull your old lady or your old man close. Get comfortable. Cuddle up. Grind on them just a little bit because we are in store for Black History. So without further ado, let me bring my co-host in and let's get her welcome to the show. Guys, welcome Helen to the show. Lucy, what it do, shouting? Lucy, you there? Did we lose everybody? Am I muted? I don't know. Can I be heard? Can y'all hear me out there? Can somebody send me a message and let me know if I can be here? Because I can't hear Helen at all. I can't hear Lucy.
Can you hear me?
Everybody was muted. That's why.
I'm not in control. The production manager is in control, but apparently she just brought everybody in to do whatever. But anywho, well, let's go ahead and open the show up the right way. Helen, I wanted to start you off with this because this is the last thing that we did in the production meeting, and I wanted to make sure that I was aware. Now, the production manager told us today that she's going to behave because she just got out of 30-day Facebook jail. And so,
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that you now have a personal relationship with our production with the production manager, I want to know, how long do you think she's going to last out of Facebook jail?
I give her fool for some reason have been doing stupid shit daily. I give it to the end of February.
That's not, you do realize we almost halfway through the shortest month in the calendar, right?
You know what? I don't even know what today's date is. All I know is it's Wednesday. That's all I know.
That's all. You in the office, there's a whole calendar behind you.
No, I'm in the room. I'm on the bed.
Oh, she on the bed?
Not this time.
She finna give y'all some of that hot foreplay. Anywho, let me go ahead and get my boy in here. D, what a new player. What's good? Big D in the building all the way up from Big P up in the building. What's going on, player?
Oh, shit. What's going on with y'all?
Man, listen, we living how you enjoy the Super Bowl.
I was bored with it.
I'm not gonna lie. I was bored with the Super Bowl. I was bored with the commercials. I was bored with the halftime show. Like,
well, you know, and the thing is like, they said that a lot of companies pulled out. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to do it.
Well, no. It's not that they just said they didn't want to do it. Because I was reading. A lot of the major brands, what they actually said and did was they said that it would be more beneficial for them to pull out of the halftime show and put more money into helping, you know, people in areas, helping with vaccines and COVID relief and things of that nature. So a lot of the brands that typically throw billions of dollars into the Super Bowl, they pulled out to put their money to what they feel like would be better causes towards America. I mean, I wish our government would do that. But at least somebody thought about it.
I don't really agree with that just because the halftime shows have been getting worse every year. So I don't think that really has anything to do.
The thing is like, I had to talk to the youngin' the other day. He was talking about he wanted like a whole rap show. But nah, you can't, because this is not just it's just not for black people. White people will be very upset if you go and put 21 Savage out there. I understand, like, yo, our music runs what goes on. But you still, just like they did, they had Jasmine Sullivan singing the national anthem, but they had a country singer, you know what I'm saying, a country artist playing the guitar right on the side of it.
But here's the sad part about it, right? Her, Jasmine Sullivan, and like everybody who performed before the Super Bowl was better than the halftime show. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But the other game, that's what you're gonna get when you pull out an artist of what you call it, of his caliber. You know what I'm saying? Like he's got hits, but it doesn't appeal to people like us. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that it just doesn't appeal to people like us. I mean, and again, like you say, he does have hits. But I mean, to me, this is, and let me say this to the people who don't really look at things that go on behind the scenes. I'm like this, America. If we gonna support the NFL, right? And I understand the NFL is a global brand, but the NFL ain't putting out numbers like the World Cup. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't have they got great numbers, but when you're looking at a global event, they're not the biggest global event that happens annually or quarter, you know, every 3-4 years, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. But you're talking about soccer. Soccer is a world game.
But here's what
I'm saying. That's the difference.
But I'm saying that to make this point. If you're going to say that you want to compete globally, and this goes for any company, any brand, you have to put a product on the field and on the screen that garners the type of expectations that you want to capitalize on. No business can put a subpar standard out over a continued amount of time and then continue to say that they're leading. This is why the NBA is slowly passing NFL in America.
Of course.
The product has to be quality.
See, but it's a difference between the NFL and the NBA. because it's less people to appease. Meaning the players.
How do you
know say?
No.
Because
the people that you're appeasing have nothing to do with your halftime performance.
I understand that, but you know what?
Because,
let's put it like this, Let's put it like this. More, I hate to sound this way, more black people are going to watch a basketball game than they're going to watch a football game. Just put it like that.
That's not how the NBA sees it.
Yeah, they do. That's why they allow the players to do what they need to do.
No.
They allow the players to be more outspoken.
But you can't say that.
Listen,
because if you're going to say
you
got to
appeal to what you're looking for.
No,
now,
no, because if you're going to say that, we
have
to look
more,
at the country that
you'll see see more NBA cares or more NBA globally now.
Now
you see the
but
NBA became more global. Since
the
90s,
they
became global.
But the NFL is claiming that it's a global brand. And here's why I'm saying that. If you're claiming that you're a global brand is what the NFL wants to tout, that's the moniker that they want to tout. They America considers them an industry too big to fail, correct?
They could be, but what I'm saying is like, every team, almost every team in the NBA has a star. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying every. And now if you used to look worldwide, there'll be more basketball jerseys sold than a football jersey.
But again, D, I hear everything that you're saying, but from a business standpoint, I'm not talking about American viewership. I'm talking about from a business standpoint, just business owners. If you're going to put something out there, you have to put out a quality product. Or the same reason why baseball is dying in America. Baseball is hard to watch on TV. It's even harder to watch in person.
No, it's better to watch it in person. But what
I'm
saying is,
it's better
see, the
if
reason
you
why
understand
this
the
is,
game. But if you take a person who doesn't truly understand baseball and take a person to a baseball game, they're not going to really watch that game.
No, nobody. That's like if you go to a basketball game. Not too many. Everybody's watching a basketball game. It's the thing that goes around. It's the art of being there.
But this is what I'm saying. And I said that to say this. If you're going to say the NFL wants to get more people to the Super Bowl because that's their coup de grace of the year. So if you're going to give the world your coup de grace of the year, you got to perform. You don't put on a bullshit-ass Super Bowl. And when I say bullshit-ass Super Bowl, that was a bullshit-ass Super Bowl. And you can't put that out there.
Me personally, I blame the refs because everything went against I believe it was the fix was in for Brady to get that. That's just my opinion.
Well, listen, I'm a black man. I can't have an opinion on that because I didn't get the wage or anything. So, but if you look at what was happening in the game, I turned it off after the first quarter because I told people easily after I seen the first 8 minutes of the game, I went back to work and I said this is gonna be Tampa Bay Super Bowl and they was like what? I said, bro, they finna give Brady a ring.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you could watch that in eight, but I'm just saying though, if you could look at that in 8 minutes, then you already know what we're talking about. So.
All right, guys, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into some other things. Of course, you know we got Black History, World History directly after this commercial break. So we'll see y'all on the other side of this break. I'll holler.
Let's go. Everybody on the road. Let's go. Everybody on the road.
Biggie, Black.
Come on. You out of breath?
We ain't finished. Yeah.
You out of breath?
Gimmick.
You out of breath?
We ain't finished.
Gimmick.
DJ. Gotta let you see this pussy, you gon' miss that. You a bum, you a dog, you a freak. Try to fuck a girl every day of the week. It's cool, I got an ad across on you. But now I'm moving on, dipping with my other boo.
Whoa, Lord, shorty just cut the fuck off.
Gimme, gimme, get to gimme, gimme. Get to gimme, gimme, get to gimme, gimme. Get to gimme, gimme, get to gimme, gimme.
Rocking all the shows, oh, but you still don't pay me no attention. Trying to see Wood Boy free to fucking eat there. You a dog, you a bum, you need me. Trying to fuck these hoes out here in the street. It's cool, I got a crush on you. I'm about to let you know I'm walking in new shoes.
Getting money, getting money, getting money, boy. Getting money, getting money, getting money, boy. Money, 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 money.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Black history is world history. So tonight we have Richard Claxton Gregory, born October 12, 1932, passing August 19, 2017. He was an American comedian, civil rights, and vegetarian activist. His writings were bestsellers. Gregory became popular among the African-American communities in the southern United States with his no-holds-barred set, poking fun at the bigotry and racism in the United States. In 1961, he became a staple in the comedy, appeared on television, and released comedy record albums. Gregory was at the forefront of political activism in the 1960s when he protested the Vietnam War and racial injustice. He was arrested multiple times and went on many hunger strikes. He later became a speaker and author, primarily promoting spirituality. Gregory began his career as a comedian while serving in the military in the mid-1950s. He served in the Army for a year and a half at Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Lee in Virginia, and Fort Smith in Arkansas. He was drafted in 1954 while attending Southern Illinois University. After being discharged in 1956, he returned to the university but did not receive a degree. He moved to Chicago with a desire to perform comedy professionally. Gregory ran for president of the United States in 1968 as a write-in candidate of the Freedom and Peace Party, which had broken off from the Peace and Freedom Party. He garnered 47,000 votes, including one from Hunter S. Thompson, with fellow activist Mark Lane as his running mate in some states. Gregory gave the keynote address for Black History Month at Bryn Mawr College on February 28, 2013. His takeaway message to the students was to never accept injustice. Once I accept injustice, I become injustice. For example, paper mills give off a terrible stench, but the people who work there don't smell it. Remember, Dr. King was assassinated when he went to work for garbage collectors to help them as workers to enforce their rights. They couldn't smell the stench of the garbage all around them anymore. They were used to it. They would eat their lunch out of a brown bag sitting on the garbage truck. One day, a worker was sitting inside the back of the truck on top of the garbage and got crushed to death because no one knew he was there. Gregory died of heart failure at a Washington.
Well, look at you over there just being the bright star in the classroom.
You know what, because baby, I was out of breath.
You also forgot that he was what did he do? He made his own health mineral. He tried to recreate the minnow or whatever the heck that the Jewish people was eating for those 90 days that they were wandering.
Oh, okay. Okay,
Gregory.
I see you.
Wait, what? I see the Wayne over there trying to be deep.
You know,
no, I'm just saying,
him, right?
You know, you haven't seen House Party and what you call it? It was like, yo, man, I want some of that Dick Gregory. That's what he was talking about. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah,
he got a commercial and everything. That's serious. He recreated the minnow. Whatever that was that the Jewish people was wandering and they was eating, or they was supposed to eat.
Listen, I wasn't there, so I don't know. All right, y'all. Listen, I'm gonna get into the story real quick. I'm gonna read this. And then we're going to discuss this because I want to know how y'all feel about this because to me. What'd you say,
I ain't say anything.
All right. So, listen. So, here's the story that was presented to me today. And I want y'all to hear.
Oh, God.
So, as a matter of fact, I'm going to mute y'all so I can get the whole thing out. So, I want y'all to hear it and then be ready to respond when we come back. This is a good one, all right? So here it reads. Hey, babe, I'm on break right now. Can you speak? I can only text right now. We're in a boring-ass training. What's up? Babe, I didn't know you did that silhouette challenge. I'm upset because you know that filter can be removed and it will show your body. You never did any of those challenges before. Why now? Her response. It was something I wanted to do. I didn't see a problem with it. I didn't care if they removed the red shit I had on panties, babe. It's not a big deal. Panties, that's all. Relax, babe. You're tripping. I'm tripping. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Let me get the rest of it. Okay. How you had on panties only? That means anyone can see that if they wanted to. I'm uncomfortable with you. Jesus, this thing is all over the place. Not in order. I'm uncomfortable with you having that on Twitter. You're my girlfriend. We represent each other. Keyword, girlfriend, not your wife. It's my body and I'm embracing it. I don't understand why you're acting controlling all of a sudden. Controlling? Babe, I actually care because you know I have a 12-year-old daughter. She tells my baby mama everything, and I don't want a reason for her to be on my case. If a person chooses to remove the red filter and it would reveal your breasts, that is not okay with me. How can you expect to be my wife when you're acting single? Her response, that's your daughter. Why would she be on Twitter anyway? She's 12. I need you to understand that this is my body. I'm tired of men sexualizing every fucking thing we do. You can't see my breasts, and if someone removes the filter, I'll handle them in court. You haven't mentioned marriage in a year now, but now you bring it up. So you so it takes me doing a challenge to get you to marry me. You fucked up my day, and we'll continue this later. I'm done. Oh, you're going to delete the video off of Twitter? I said no. We have nothing else to talk about. We're done here. What do you mean done? I'm done, or I'm finished, means that you have completely exhausted, spent, and no longer are able to continue the task at hand. Wait, you're breaking up with me? Are you for real? I see that you can't compromise, and I don't want that in my life. It was different if you were this way before. You decided to follow the trend of showing out. I don't need that shit for my daughter, and I won't be around that type of behavior. I'm done. For real? Pick up the phone. Trying to call you. Pick up the phone. Hello? Trying to please pick up the phone. Wow. Okay, then fuck you too. A year and a half down the fucking drain. Pick up. So let me bring my co-host back in because I want to hear what they got to say about you.
Baby,
listen. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna go last, but I'm gonna go last because I'm gonna let Helen, before Dwayne say anything, I'm gonna let a female give her perspective first before us fellas get on this because that's a serious thing right there.
It is serious, but I think the whole thing of the silhouette challenge was women embracing themselves. So because a pervert decided to, you know, hack and, you know, be able to take that red screen off, that's they nasty ass, as she said, she would handle them properly. So being that this challenge wasn't made to I don't see that. I'm not deleting my shit. Fuck that. Fuck all that. I ain't deleting it. Plus, you my boyfriend. Get out of here. And plus, he had on panties. But I ain't delete mine. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. And that's it.
All right, girl. We're going to let Dwayne get the mic. All right, Dwayne.
Oh, boy. Now, this is funny. Now, I can understand what she's saying, but I get what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact most people be putting their significant other's children, letting their significant other children being part of their social media feed. You know what I'm saying? Being one of their on Facebook. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Instagram. So if there was a request that I've asked you, we gotta compromise that. You know what I'm saying? But yet again, the way she came off was kind of like fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you can't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Like, oh, I'm not telling you what to do, but then again, I'm just asking you, just, you know what I mean? Like, I probably got my family on there. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't want them, you know what I mean? Like, you, what type of shit you got going on in your household? You know what I'm saying? So, that's the way I look at it. But, yeah, again, she is kind of right. It is her body. But you know what? I also would look at it like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? My lady looks nice. But we got to compromise that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I probably allow you to. I'd be like, all right. Instead of doing the silhouette, do the busted challenge or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Something like that. But other than that, fuck that. No. He's just more mad off of just the way that she came at him. So you can't come at me any kind of way and think I ain't gonna say nothing back. That's wrong.
I feel you. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I'm going to give my answer on the other side of this commercial break. And then y'all know what we got coming up. What day it is. Been together a year and a half. She's been trying to pressure him into getting married for over a year. 6 months in, she was ready to get married because she said so in the statement. That's why I said I wanted to break it down. I don't want to just say the cute, good stuff. Let's break down what the fuck was said in the conversation. She said, you ain't said nothing about marriage in a year. That was her response. See, she was ready to respond. She was ready to be angry. Her energy was presented in a way to be angry. That is a woman that I would have treated the same way he did. We're done. Because at the end of the day, he didn't say she couldn't be cute. He didn't say she couldn't be sexy. Matter of fact, he said, you've never done anything like this in the year and a half that we've been talking. See, because I teach people when I teach relationships that we have personal representatives. And when you don't know what a personal representative looks like, when you don't know what a personal representative is, the personal representative is the person you get to meet in the beginning. But after the glamour wears off, after y'all had sex 3, 4, 5, 30 times, after you got to meet the mama and the baby daddy and the cousin and the brother and the sister and they feel comfortable around you, that's when they let their guard down. That's when they let you see who they are, what they really are all about. So she's showing those things. She's showing an unwillingness to compromise because of what she wants to do. And you know what her raggedy ass got? She got a good man leaving her to fuck alone. Because at the end of the day, she has a daughter. And whatever it is that he wants his daughter to see, what he wants his daughter to feel, what he wants his daughter to believe, that woman in his presence is the representation that is him. Regardless of what goes on in her mom's house, when his daughter is with him, that is the information that she's taking in. She's the role model. And if he's choosing not to have his daughter around a raggedy ass bitch, guess what? This is why I don't let women meet my kids until we're getting married or about to be married. I ain't got time for the dumb shit. Now, y'all can go ahead with it if y'all want to. Because I ain't got nothing to say. I don't give a fuck if you thought you was cute. Disrespect me one time? I don't give a fuck. I'm married, and me and my wife have a rule. Don't embarrass me because I will embarrass you.
Yeah, it's similar to what I was saying.
Don't get fucked with Helen.
Because I do have a daughter, and I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, whatever you and your mother do, is what you and your mother do. We're not together. But when she sees me with anybody, she knows that it's nothing but the utmost respect that will be shown. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you gotta actually.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
You gotta actually want for your child, you know what I'm saying? That what you will want, you know what I'm saying?
See, I have two girls. Okay, I have two girls. My girls are, my thing is this. There are certain things I don't do around them. They don't see me twerk. They don't see none of that. That stuff is done when either I'm not around them, they're not home, they don't see that type of stuff from me. When we dance, we doing the Soldier Boy, we doing the, so my children don't see that stuff, that side.
Here's the problem with that.
They don't see
Helen,
that.
Helen, and I hear that from women all the time, and I understand that. They don't personally get to see you doing it, but this is what so many people miss. When you put something on the internet, period, you leave it up to interpretation. Because even with that bullshit she put up there, ooh, what if it get out there, I can sue. How you gonna sue if you can't track down who did it? Because the thing is, what she don't realize, the lie she just told, yeah, you can go sue the person, but you gotta now spend all this money to find out who did it and then have the money to also take that to court just to sue the person to get what you think might be nothing out of a lawsuit.
Exactly.
But what did that do to your reputation?
Well, me personally, when I do it, I'm gonna have on clothes. So I wouldn't be naked. Me personally, when I do it, I'm gonna have on clothes. So they gonna have a huge disappointment. They gonna be like, oh, she naked. Oh, dang, what the fuck is this shit?
Right, but it's still there because it's living there on the internet. It has a home now.
And at that time, by the time my kids would see that, they wrong.
You wouldn't know that.
Dad is wrong.
But you can't
you,
control
you
that.
You wouldn't know that. You want to know why you wouldn't know that?
You can't control
it's because that. It's, that's the same thing as like a parent that does porn, that their kids don't know that they do porn. And they're in high school or whatever. And they be like, yo, your mom is such and such, such and such. They be like, nah, that ain't my mom. They be like, yo, this is your mom. I've seen
yeah, already
your mom
a lot
before.
Of them out there.
They be like, yo, I've seen your moms before. And then, boom. You know what I'm saying? Then now you got to have that awkward conversation with your child. Be like, yo, yeah, mom did
and
this before, you know what I'm saying?
And
so,
that's my point. Indeed, that's my point. I'm not saying that a woman can do what she want to do. That's your body. Be great. But understand, we talking about whatever it is that she's doing, right? Okay, let's take the kids out of it. We don't know what the hell this man does for his profession. We just read in a conversation. We don't know what his profession is. We don't know what he has to bring to the table. Because, again, like he said, he was on a break, but we don't know what it is that he does. She's also a representation of that man. So the fact that she's like, it's my body, I don't care. The problem that I have with so many women and who make those types of statements, then if it's your body and you don't care about what gets said, done about your body, then what in the fuck are you in a relationship for?
Well, I agree with that part. She said the wrong shit the wrong way and came off all the way wrong. I will say that.
Because because that's a single person statement. If you want to be single, go through single shit, like he said, because that's what his response for. You're trying to be a single woman, so I'm done. And he had every right to say that. Because if you're not willing to compromise in a relationship, and I tell people all the time, in a relationship, the first thing that you better figure out how to do is sit down and come up with a list of things that you are and aren't willing to compromise so you can decide if that's the relationship that you want to be in. Don't wait 3 years in, a year and a half in, before you say the truth. That's the problem with these hoes. They want to lie for goddamn a year and a half and then be like, oh, this really the bitch that I really was. And if you don't like it, you can't be with me because I'm going to go out here and do this and I'm going to do that. Well, bitch,
both sides do that.
No, here's where women fuck up. That's what they want to say. Both sides do it. But in this topic, we're not talking about both sides. We're talking about what happened. And
I'm commenting back to what you just said.
But that's a deflection. Here's why that's a deflection. And I need you to, and I'm saying this because I want you to think about it from this standpoint. That's no different than when black folks say, oh, I'm so tired of everything going on. I'm so tired of we haven't gotten anywhere past slavery or gotten past whatever. And people say, oh, here go black folks again. Black folks always want to do this. They want to complain about what they ain't getting, but blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. You can't sit back and say, oh, well, both sides do it. That's the same thing as Donald Trump saying, well, there were good people on both sides. It is. There is good people on both sides. There is bad people on both sides. But we as black folks never want to address the actual issue at hand. The issue at hand, we're talking about her story. This is the story the production manager gave me. That's her story. That's what she did to that man. He was not wrong in any way because he came to her like a woman. You can't say
I never said he was wrong. I didn't say he was wrong.
But we say it's on both sides. We're not talking about both sides. We have to focus on this situation. This situation, she's wrong.
Okay.
And we have to acknowledge that she's wrong.
Okay, I said she was wrong. When I said what I said as far as both sides do it, I was commenting to you saying people get in these relationships and lie for a year, but that's what I was commenting to. I wasn't commenting
to the fact
that you said the female in the relationship was wrong.
But we're talking about what she's doing. Because, yes, and what the reason why I made the comparison of Donald Trump saying that is because we like to throw everything out there when we're addressing an issue. And this is a big problem in the black community. We don't never get anywhere because we don't fully rectify and attack the actual issues. We will throw extra dirt on it so we can say, oh, well, everybody does it, so it's not a big deal. And so then we become immune to fixing the issue. That's why I addressed it. That's why I said what I said at the time about it. Because if we're going to be intellectual black people and say we deserve a seat at the table and we're going to fix issues outside of the community, we also have to address certain things that we say and do in our community. And if we're fixing an issue, we can't go back and point the finger at the other person or other groups of people until we actually identify that issue and put a real solution on the table for that issue. All right, guys, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. We got to do what day it is when we come back. We're going to have more follow-up on this topic later on. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I want my ass smacked.
Legs wide.
Front back.
Side to side.
Pussy wet.
Slip and slide. Yep, everything gon' be alright.
Cream cheese brownie day. Let me make sure I got this right, because I wrote this down.
That shit doesn't even sound right.
It don't sound right. I don't get into it. I've seen them, but I've never had the, like, ooh, I want that. Nah, no.
You know what,
Helen? I don't want that.
I'm gonna make that one day in the next couple of weeks, and I'm gonna tell you if I like it. I'm gonna go find a recipe, and I'm gonna make it and see if I like
it. And
I'm gonna
record it. I'm gonna record it.
I don't know. That was like, cause I like cream cheese and certain things. And I don't know. I gotta see what the recipe calls for that before I can confirm or deny that. Let's put it like that. We gonna hold that one into suspense for next year. All right, y'all. And then we got one last one. It is National Umbrella Day. Now,
okay. You know, I want to dedicate this one to my old princess umbrella I had when I was about 8. I'm going to dedicate it to my old princess umbrella. I'm RIP to that umbrella.
Yo, boy, I tell you, where they find these days? Who's the person? Who's the curator of the days?
Bro, I'm not inclined to say. Because I don't know. These are national days that somebody has agreed upon. Because like these are universal national days.
I'm gonna just go ahead and I'm gonna just give it to my umbrella that I lost. Yep. Well, not lost. But
okay.
Just
so who's the curator of these days? Somebody got to be the curator.
I think it's the male people.
Today is the day. I ain't the male people.
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
Let me tell you that. All right, guys. Let's get into a topic that me and Helen have been laughing at for a couple of days now. So I'm gonna let Helen bring this segment in because Helen been wanting to talk about it. So I'm gonna put me and Dwayne on mute. Helen, you can bring this in, and then we'll be back to talk about the movie.
Y'all get muted. Yes, do it. Oh, I got the flow, y'all. They muted, but okay, no. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows the use of Gorilla Glue, and you know recently. We were blessed with one dummy that decided to use Gorilla Glue on their hair because they ran out of Gatsby glue and was in a rush. She is, I believe she is 40 years old from Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. Now, that's why reading is very fundamental because everybody knows Gorilla Glue. It's not for your body. You can't even find that in the hair section. You got to either go to craft or hardware. So I don't know what would possess someone to do something like that. So she's been stuck with a ponytail style in her head for a month. A whole month. And that's when she reached out to social media and posted a video on TikTok looking for help to get the glue out of her hair. She thought she was going to wear it while she had to go wherever she had to go and come back home and wash it out. And I guess, little did she not know, it ain't coming out. Ponytail. And ended up finally going to the hospital to see what could be done about said ponytail. So pretty much they've been taking acetone to her head to get it out. That's it. Gorilla Glue Girl. That's her name now. And she has blown up, raised over 14K from GoFundMe. And she is now like a social media thing right now.
All right. I'm gonna let Dwayne bless this topic first because I'm going to go last on this. So, Dwayne, you can go first.
Oh, Shirley was retarded. Come on.
Huh?
She's straight up retarded. There's nothing in your mind that says, you know, I'm about to use Gorilla Glue to do anything in life.
without it being an object that needs to be used for. Now, she's fucking retarded. Now, for her to be 40, I didn't know she was 40.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be in a mental institution. There is no way.
Dwayne, let me help you out even further, because it gets better. Not only is she 40, but she's also a teacher.
Okay, she needs to be stripped of her license. Her degrees need to be stripped. Hold on. So you know, if your kids is in, I remember kids when I was in like kindergarten, little kids used to eat glue and shit. You know what I mean? Or you know how you'll put glue on your hand and make a little rub your hands together and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's some kindergarten shit. Come on. She took that from one of her kids in class and said, you know what other people do, put it in my hair?
Yeah.
She should already know that when you put gum in your hair and it gets stuck in there, you have to cut your fucking hair.
And that's gum.
Now you putting some shit that's stronger than gum in your hair. You're fucking retarded.
But actually, even gum will come out your hair.
When you got it in your hair and that shit gets stuck hard and whatever, you just can't keep pulling that. You got to cut around that. You got to cut that piece of hair. You know what I'm saying? You got to cut your hair out.
Let me give you one better though, because Helen didn't give you the good part. Okay. We also got a girl out there called Gorilla T. She decided to give her vajayjay a wax with Gorilla Tape.
Oh, I seen that, I didn't watch the video because I was like, you know what? I hope her click fall off.
I said the same thing. Like all these products. Matter of fact, ladies, let me put this out here. I have if you are attempting to wax your vajayjay with some Gorilla Glue tape, come to me, baby. I got the machine. I got the wax. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I got you. It would be way better than sticking that tape on your vajayjay. Come on down to see me.
Here's what I don't like about this generation. Y'all doing this shit for clout.
This is not a generation. She's my age, bro. I'm not 40 yet, but I'm just saying she's in
that
40.
That's what I'm saying. That's not this generation.
No,
that other generation.
That's stupidity, yo. You're stupid.
I was tagged in the interview she did, and she says that in the interview she said she could wash it out. She thought she could wash it out. So pretty much it's to the point where. Okay, so baby, you didn't read. Like the bottle don't even look like it's for your health. You're 40, so I'm pretty sure you know what Gorilla Glue does. So like, she was just saying everybody is saying how she's doing it for clout, but that's not the case. She really came to social media for help. But my whole thing
I don't care. You can't explain that. You can't. Whatever. You don't even bring that shit to the light. You go to the hospital and do what she got done. Got that shit cut out. They cut
now
her hair off.
They can't even cut it. They can't get underneath
it. No, they
cut it
off. They did do it.
They cut. No.
Yeah, she just got the side part. She still got
the
side part.
No. That's not her. What I'm saying is that's not her
picture.
I've
seen the video
of
her getting it cut off. They cut it.
That's what I'm saying. They cut the ponytail.
She just got the side part.
Yeah. the ponytail, but the rest, like the front and the sides, that's all she has. She don't have the ponytail no more. No, they took that
no,
out.
No, she got the middle part removed. The rest of it ain't is not
no,
there. It's
that,
still in.
What we ain't finna do is argue about what this bitch did or didn't do. I don't care what she did or didn't get it. What I do care about is she dumb, Gorilla Tape is dumb, and what I'm gonna tell y'all black folks out here, keep trying to do what y'all doing for clout and y'all gonna mess around and kill yourselves. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my
lady,
life.
What's good?
Every time I try to go, something keeps telling me back, everything don't be alright. Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need
so,
you
so
in my life.
Bill.
It was meant to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know what this
it
is.
Means.
What?
So that means we gotta make it
work. It was all good at first, spending money, going shopping, eating at the finest restaurants, and if I'm club hopping, she was right there with me, bottle popping, living that life, and she doesn't understand my lifestyle, and that I ain't like that. I ain't like Mary in the world, got your diamonds, got your pearls, but I can't help it if change be attracting all the girls. Baby, I'm a superstar, and that come with it. Got a good on your side, you better run with it. Even though I'm on the road doing shows, I made time for me and her relationship to grow. They tell me don't trust a woman in this industry, but she not any woman, more like a sacred friend to me. Cause when I'm out of town, always think of her. Might compensate with some chicks, but no one come above her. I thought I was your man, guess you ain't understand. And now I'm sitting here looking crazy like, damn.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here. Here you go.
I forgot to unmute myself.
Oh, Lord.
Muted.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. Real talk though. All that girl did every time she tried to pull away from that ponytail, it just kept pulling her back. So. We're gonna go ahead and move into our next segment for tonight. We had the 10 o'clock hour for those of us on the East Coast, everywhere else, govern yourself accordingly. But this topic and this question came from us from Texas. It came to us from Midland, Texas. We're not gonna put any names out there because I don't wanna embarrass anybody. But the topic was, and I don't know if Dwayne want to answer this question or we should just open up the line first. We're going to open up the line. If you like to respond to this question, you can call 563-999-3090. You need to call in now if you want to respond to this question.
because when we move past this segment, we're not coming back. So 563-999-3090, or you can go on our Facebook page, DJ's Roundtable, or follow us on any of the social media platforms, DJ Roundtable. All right. Here's the question. I was kind of afraid to answer this question when it was brought to me, so I said, let's bring it to the people. And we're going to ask Helen, because I think a girl can only really answer this question the right way.
How do you
properly massage a man's balls?
Same way that you inspect eggs in a grocery store. Let's just put it just that way. That way. That part.
You can't be rough. That is a very sensitive area. For the gentleman. So, yeah, But I do have a response from one of my followers. So, he said, oh, shout out to Big Papa, he listening right now. So, he said that's one of the best fillers in the world, hand or mouth, but to me, the mouth is better. He said, hold on, he just kicked me. Hold on, I lost it. Okay, so, he said, I don't know about other dudes, but when I get hard, my sack gets a little firm, too. So, when you massage them, be gentle. That shit feels good as hell. He also said, ladies, lotion them hands. And there you go.
Oh. Now, I'm not going to disagree with my friend here, because I'm not going to lie. And I'm not going to put anybody else out there, but that is one of my favorite things in the world I have done. Like, but you got to have good hands. And you gotta know how. You gotta understand that my balls might not be like the last of the balls you played with. So I'm gonna need you to take care of my balls, you know, the right way. But
exactly.
What?
And I've heard stories from guys where their sack got bit.
Yeah, what?
And I'm like, he said, okay, so it was one of my friends on PlayStation. He was telling the story. And he's like, the girl bit his balls.
Oh, I would have punched her in her eye.
How is that possible? And why?
I don't know. I guess she thought it was an apple or a plum or something. Oh, I don't know. And I do mean bit. Like, I mean, not no nibble. I'm talking about like bit.
First of all, women, let me explain something to you real quick. If you breathe across a man's balls the wrong way, we're going to damn near pass out.
Yeah, you have to be very gentle.
So what
you can't get down there and just be rough.
You couldn't be with me. Listen, we single after that.
That bitch going to the morgue. If I was a dude and I had balls, she going to the morgue. Because I'm gonna hit her so hard on
right.
Top of her head. She going down.
So you don't be calling.
If you want to respond to this question, again, the number is 563-999-3090. Our production manager is standing by if you want to get on the show with that question. But listen, ladies, and I say this because I'm a dude, and I tell women all the time, y'all want to be taken care of, but you got to understand also how to take care of your man. And I was actually having a conversation with a young lady earlier today, and I told her, she was asking me, you know, why can't I keep a good dude? Why am I going through this? I said, because the only thing you want is to be pampered. You don't do shit for any relationship you've been in, and I know because I'm your friend.
Oh.
That's what they do. Most women want to be pampered and want to be felt. Since I got a man, is I don't have to do shit. Like you say, the 50-50 relationship here, or 50-50 thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I gotta cut that part. That part of the game gotta be changed. You know what I'm saying?
So, I agree.
I think the biggest reason that has happened is because I need couples, especially black couples. I need y'all to turn TV off and stop putting TV in y'all relationship.
It's not even. I won't even call it TV, man.
TV and social media got a lot of relationships fucked up though.
Yeah.
And them jealous ass, envious ass friends.
We ain't even get there. But also, if we gonna put it that way, it's also, you know what I mean, like, you look at a celebrity and you think that, oh, I want that. Bitch, for one, listen here. If you can't buy it on your own, don't expect me to buy it for you. If you ain't never had a movie purse in your life, don't sit here and say, oh, well, I don't want to be with you because you can't buy me Louis. Bitch, you couldn't buy you Louis. So what you thought, I was going to buy you Louis?
Oh, but here's the one that just took me off. Like, when they be like, oh, if you can't buy me this, 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 and the third, we can't be together. And I'm quick to tell them, okay, bye.
So my
I've never been a... Let me tell some women this, and I know women. There's a lot of clout chasers and all that, but a good hardworking woman and or man don't really give a fuck about your Louis belt, your Mercedes Benz, whatever the fuck it is that you got for clout. They don't really give a fuck about that. Are you a good person, and can you pay the fucking light bill, and do we got food to eat?
Exactly.
Ain't no real woman giving a fuck that you, oh, girl, look at this. Girl, I went out here and I got this grill. Nigga, y'all got niggas with grills and 28-inch rims on their car, but y'all rent is questionable on the first.
Listen, man. I could go into that too, man. We have these chicks, man. Let me get Section 8. Can I get that? You know what I mean? Well, y'all sit there and y'all pay that $250, y'all pay that $250 a month or $150. Come on, man.
Like D, let me explain something to women, because women don't even realize how great they got it, right? Let me explain this to women, right? So let's say your dude bring home $2,000, right? You go get Section 8, and you get all the stuff that come with it, and then you get child support from him. Now, here's the crazy part about it. After that man pay you child support, right, for the kids that y'all got together and the government taking care of all of you, taking care of everything that you got while you sitting here downing that man don't even qualify for shit, because the money that he give you don't even give him no right to still qualify for nothing, because it's still counted as his earned income, not yours.
Yep, exactly.
So when women be trying to give me that philosophical, oh, you don't understand how hard I got. Bitch, try going to work and making $2,000 and then getting 900 of it at the end of the month. Because after taxes and your raggedy ass and got it, but everybody taking care of your raggedy ass, but then you want to act like niggas ain't shit. Let me get the fuck out of here. We going to commercial break before I get mad.
You don't want to be started today.
Let me sit this ass on you. Show you how I feel. Let me take this off. You watch me. Let's mass appeal. Don't take your eyes. Don't take your eyes off it. Watch it. Babe, if you like, you can touch it, baby. Do you? know that you're ready. But I just want to show you now. Slow it down, go fast. If you rock hard, I rock steady. And rock right up the top side of my mountain. Climb until you reach my peak, babe. The peak, babe. Right at the top side of my mountain. I wanna play in your deep bay, deep bay, deep. Then dip me under where you can feel my river flow and flow. Hold me till I'm free, forget to breathe. Don't watch me over until my well runs dry. And I am things all over me, baby, deep bay, deep bay. Rock it to waterfall. Rock it to waterfall. Bathing in waterfall. I do it like it's my profession. I gotta make a confession. I'm proud.
All right. Lucy,
that was my song. What's up?
Listen, when you go back to therapy, play that song on Monday, and watch how she reacts to that. Your facilitator, that's one of her favorite songs. She will lose her rapid ass mind.
That's
that
one
song.
Of my. Look, I lost it when I heard the beat drop. I said, oh. But so. Right quick, before we go into the next segment, I also, my follower said most women talk about reciprocation, but don't practice what they preach.
Yeah.
Because y'all was talking, and I couldn't get it out. Y'all went on y'all little rant. So, I had to make sure I got it out there.
And here's the thing, because I need women to understand, we're not trying to beat y'all down. Fuck, we love y'all. I love a black woman. There is nothing better to me than being with a black woman. That's me. You can get mad at me for my preference, but that's me. However, we have to do better in our relationships. And the first thing that you have to start with is communication. Tell the fucking truth. Let's stop fucking hiding the truth. If that ain't the nigga you're trying to be with, just because he piped you down with a 13-inch dick, don't mean you got to stay with that nigga.
Oh. Yeah, that's too much dick. That's entirely too much dick.
Listen, I don't know. I can't speak for all niggas. I'm an average nigga, but I'm just saying. For all of them that like all that stuff, that's fine, though. And I'm not mad at you.
I'm not
mad at you. Enjoy what it is that you enjoy. But I don't care. All right, y'all, let's get into this last segment of the night. And this segment is a new segment that we're bringing to the show. We're going to start doing this at the 10:15 mark of the show. And this segment is called Black People Are Dope. Okay?
Yes.
And so I have four people that I want to talk about real quick. Three of them are women. Like I told y'all, I don't have no hate towards women, but three of them are women and one of them is a man because what they have done in history is impressive. And so for two of the women, I was actually watching the Australian Open while the Super Bowl was playing. I actually didn't watch the Super Bowl. I changed it because the shit was boring. And I kept trying to go back to it, and it was getting worse every time. And when I was watching that, I was watching Serena Williams play. But I wanted to go back and tell people, we look at everything that they accomplished at the end, but what's most important to me is I go back and I look at Serena Williams and Venus Williams' career in the beginning. What they were doing was unprecedented. What they were accomplishing in tennis was unmatched. It didn't have anything to do with being black. What they were doing, women and men had never done before to the level of success that they were reaching. The third woman that I want to also identify is Lisa Leslie. Lisa Leslie, in her, I think she went to Morningside High School.
She dropped 101 points in a high school basketball game.
First half.
In the, right, uh-huh. Right. The first half of a basketball game. Let me correct myself. And what was great about it was I remember, and this is before Twitter and all of this other stuff, Bill Russell, and if you don't know who he is, go look him up, said that that was arguably at the time one of the greatest high school performances he had ever seen in his life. So what I tell people all the time is you can be great, but you have to start somewhere. Stop looking at what people did at the end. Oprah Winfrey had great stuff, but look where she started. You know, so the list of people goes on and on. And then the final person that I want to give a shout out to is my boy, LaShawn Shady McCoy. Now, I'm going to read a stat that most people do not know. Dwayne know what I'm about to give out. Because you got to be a sports historian to understand it. Shady McCoy is one of the few people in NFL history to win back-to-back Super Bowl rings and never play a single down in a championship game. But the reason why I loved it is because he was not the best player at the position at this age of his career, but Leonard Fournette took to Twitter, and one of the things that Leonard Fournette said, and this is why I loved it, is because he said, "This year, I can honestly say the advice, the wisdom, and the understanding that he gave me as a running back coming here, it prepared me for the level of success that I had on the field because this brother reached back and gave back to me as an individual. Regardless of whether he didn't play a down in the Super Bowl, what he did for the team the entire year, especially for that running back room, was amazing. So, guys, just because you're not – I picked him because just because you're no longer in the limelight, just because the world isn't looking at you, just because the focus is not all on you, that doesn't mean that you can't still be productive. That doesn't still mean that you can't help somebody else reach their goal. That doesn't mean that you don't have a role or position to play in helping somebody in life. That's not just sports. That's something that you can take on in everyday life. So, Helen or Dwayne, is there any other people that y'all feel like we should recognize tonight for being dope?
I like to recognize myself. I'm dope every day.
Oh, okay. Give
I agree with that. You know, Dwayne, I agree with you on that one.
You not. You are not. But you not. You not.
You're a whole hater, dope. But it's okay. It's okay. You just be hating because you can't get no food. But it's okay.
Why did my food have to come up in this conversation?
I didn't say anything about your food, did I?
No, Helen did. You see,
no,
Helen did.
No, because he be hating. He be starting with me for no reason. And all this didn't start till I started posting food.
Look, this is how it started. Today I wasn't even saying that. I was just browsing the net. Just so happened to stop on this person. You know?
And so who's this person? Who's this person? Put a name to it, man.
And then next thing you know, no more than 30 seconds into this person's whole situation of their life, my name pops up.
Because I was going to tag you.
You see? Well, if that ain't no petty shit, you know, it's petty. That's petty. Petty. Petty.
Only because I love you, Dwayne. This is love.
No,
you know
no,
how back in the
no.
day, the little kids, if they hit you, no. a that meant they had a. You my partner. I love you. I do not
no.
love you.
No.
That's
no.
it. Yes, no. that's it. Oh, that poor team. You be doing me so wrong. But, sir, I still need your picture to make your muted picture.
Really?
We are now in the muted game. Sorry.
Is that really going to be a thing?
Yes, it is. It's already a thing. See, I was told to say Black History is World History presented to you by one half of the muted gang, but I ain't did that. I ain't did that because it was already too much to read. That's the main reason I ain't did that. That was the whole book. But,
listen, I'm not even going to lie, Helen. The whole reason why I gave you Black History is World History is I told her, I said, after you give me these things, and I got to read a goddamn story, and then I got to turn around and host the show. Nah, somebody got to talk after this motherfucker. It ain't gonna be me.
Look here, cause baby, that thing will knock the wind up at you, and it was longer than what I read. But I told her, hold on, wait. And even after it was short, it didn't look like it was short. And I was going back counting paragraphs and comparing words because I was like, this ain't getting short. And it couldn't. Oh, my God.
She be like,
I love this bitch. Oh, man. I swear I'm starting to hate the snow. Only thing I like about the snow right now is that I normally get the day off. So...
Oh, you had the day off?
No, not today. It ain't snow yet today.
Oh, not today? Oh, okay. I was about to say, see, you could have came got some weeks.
I'm not flying down to Florida just to turn back around. Don't you mind?
Tell him, if you're going to go that far, then you got to be on vacation for a couple of days, a week or something.
Hey, even if I gotta work remotely.
Dang.
I ain't gonna lie, that's one of the shits I used to hate when I was single, right? Like chicks would be like, oh, you gonna come see me? Bitch, and give up all this money just to come spend one day with your ass, man, if you don't get this, bro.
Man, even the weekend, it's during the week.
Right. Oh, that'd be the worst one. Like, I had, ooh, can you come fly out and see me? I'm like, what day you want me to come? Oh, my off day on Tuesday. Bitch, why do you got a random ass off day in the middle of the week?
That's when you tell us, hey, stop working at McDonald's.
You know what? That's what.
My cousin got a random off. He worked for MTA for like the trains and shit. He got like Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But they bid on their days, so I could get them.
He's been on trains for about three months.
See, that's how you know Helen worked hard to get all three of her kids. Because whenever the nasty songs come on, she always remember them bitches.
You know what?
I could play Jesus Save right now, and that nigga wouldn't remember none of the words on that, but she'll come right back. Let me see this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this.
That's my song. Uh-oh, mute it.
Shit, nigga. Ho is a hoe. To them whole ass niggas. Feel me? I go by the name of that boy Diddy. This is my man Fat Boy. You know, 8-Ball niggas. That's right.
Yeah. I pull up with my niggas. You know it's on and popping. I'm the fattest Mac, so everybody watching. My Timbos ain't scuffed. Hydro, I got enough. That kind that make you choke every time you take a puff. Them real players cheap it. Nothing but ballers keep it. You can smell it on my clothes, so it ain't no secret. Rag on my head, braids to the back. Give me that Grey Goose and put that yak back. I'm on another level. Bitches, I got several. Don't try to rob me. I got the heavy metal. You in the dirt now. You underground now. Can't make a sound now. You want a clown now? Stop playing games, ho. It's about that money you making. You playing games, ho. Ain't about no talking or faking. Stop playing games, ho. It's about the life you living. You playing games, ho. Look at all this money you missing. Stop playing games, ho. It's about that money you making. You playing games, ho. Ain't about no talking or faking. Stop playing games, ho. It's about the life you living. You playing games, ho. Look at all this money you missing. Yo, what's the deal, pimping? I'm so for real, pimping. I get my Cinderella with unbroken skills, pimping. I flip a big truck with some big rims. I get my dick sucked when I pull out the bin. Switching CDs, watching DVDs. Down MLK, in my SUV. Pigeons jocking me, they wanna ride with me. You gotta be down, ho, like Bobby Brown and Whitney. I'm not gorilla pimping, but I keep them killers with me. Yo, you for real, nigga, think you can deal with me? You got a couple of guns, you know a couple of dudes. You need to shut your mouth, this what you need to do. Stop playing games, ho, it's about that money you making. You playing games, ho, ain't about no talking or faking. Stop playing games, ho, it's about the life you living. You playing games, ho, look at all this money you missing. Stop playing games, ho, it's about that money you making. You playing games, ho, ain't about no talking or faking. Stop playing games, ho, it's about the life you living. You playing games, ho, look at all this money you missing. Listen carefully, let me tell you something. This song is dedicated to niggas out there bumping, talking too much, faking, shaking, fronting. You got a lot to say and didn't nobody ask you nothing. Might get your jaw broke, might get your wig split, might get your car shot up, might get your dough kicked, might get you kidnapped, might get your neck snapped. Don't get your feelings hurt thinking this is just a rap. To all you little mamas that wanna get my number after the show is over, you wanna come on over, you wanna sip mo, you wanna smoke dro, ask me 20 questions, this ain't no talk show. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm not your husband, I'm not your sugar daddy, I'm not your best friend. Don't need no best man, don't need no wedding band. Close your mouth and listen close to what I'm saying. Stop playing games, ho, it's about that money you making. You playing games, ho, ain't about no talking or faking. Stop playing games, ho, it's about the life you living. You playing games, ho, look at all this money you missing. Stop playing games.
Yo, I forgot how much I actually love that song, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That was one of my favorite 8-Ball songs. Y'all there? Did I lose y'all?
We are.
Listen, y'all both got quiet at the same time. I ain't used to that. Because
we don't know listening. When you're done talking. So we let you finish. All the way.
We done made it to the good part. we done made it to the good part. We done covered all the topics. Hey, what I do want to talk about is America. Y'all getting ready to see something real funny because y'all about to be mad. Y'all about to be mad because all of y'all who put y'all money in y'all bank into the political scene and was happy and excited because y'all got a new president. They getting ready. The Republicans in Congress is about to show y'all just how fucked up and how crooked they really can be in life. And I want y'all to watch it. And they gonna manipulate. They gonna manipulate the Democrats. The Democrats gonna make a whole bunch of bad decisions, and all y'all gonna be sitting there angry and ready to fight. So, congratulations for all of y'all getting what y'all thought y'all really wanted. I just wanted to let y'all know that up front, in person, before y'all be mad in 2 years.
Crazy.
I told them.
You told who what?
Tried to told them.
Oh, we did. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, so we are at the end. So before we get up out of here, y'all know how we do it. We always do it the same way. We give the people a word before we get out of here. So I'm going to start. What the fuck was that?
I was closing some, putting some chips in the trash.
Bro, first of all, I'm black. You can't be making random loud noises like that. I almost took off running. I really got scared. You know, black folks, we start looking around the room and shit trying to figure out what's going on. Bro, I was ready to go. You can treat me like that. But anyways, since Dwayne want to be the person making all the noise tonight, we're going to let Dwayne go first. So, D, you up. Give the people a good word.
Open up the lines of communication, man. Not just any relationship, just with everybody. Don't be afraid to say what you want that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Ellen, you up, Mama?
I'm up. Man, look, y'all. They're right. You know, communication is key to any relationship, whether it's a friendship, your significant other, parents, whatever it is, man. Y'all, quit coming off rude. Learn how to address people, and things will go so much better. Y'all have a good night.
That's a good one. This actually closing comes from a good friend of mine. Her name is Miss Plummer. I'm not going to give her first name because I don't know if she want to be known, but I'll just give you the last name. But this is the post that she made on Facebook today. Why does everyone want an apology for old shit? Take your L's and move on. And I was sitting back and I thought about that post all day long. And I loved it. I loved the post the moment that she put it up, but I really thought about that post all day. And the reason why I thought about it is because we all have the opportunity to be great. We can be great. We are great people. We are excellent people. We are fabulous and wonderfully created. But come on, if you cannot continue to live in 2010, 2013, 2014, 2020, January of 2021, you can't continue to live in those moments. You will not be successful in life. You are not successful living in the past because there's nothing that you can do about the past. You cannot fix a single moment of the past. What if is great, but there's absolutely zero things that you can go back and change. That is why wisdom has been placed in us. You take the time to learn from history, your history and other people's history, and then you go forward and you apply the best application of the wisdom you have from what came or what happened before you. But living there fixes nothing. Focusing on that moment changes nothing. You don't heal living there. It is time for us to heal. Yes, slavery happened. Yes, Rosewood happened. Yes, Jim Crow happened. Yes, people got hung last week. Yes, negative things happen every single day. But do you lay down and say, I am going to be a victim of the negative things that have happened? Or are you going to be a person who forges your own beautiful, bright future? I'm a believer in forging my own beautiful, bright future. There's nobody around me that can't be great. There's nobody on this planet who can't be great. But you define what great looks like. If you speak negative things over your life, you shall be negative. If you speak death and destruction over your life, you surely shall die. But if you get up and just attempt, not try, but attempt an effort, accept what comes with it, the good and the bad, because those consequences are on both sides of the coin. All right, guys, I thank you. I love you.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We will be back on Friday. We're going to do a show that Helen loves on Friday. We are going to do a musical free-for-all show on Friday. So if you want to jam, party out, listen to our personal selections and our personal recommendations, and just laugh and turn up, we're going to have the Big Booty Power Hour and a whole bunch of fun. So we'll catch y'all on the next go-around. I'll holla.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mobs, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding, I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting, I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that go toe-to-toe when it's time for war, you gotta prop us back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Cousins fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We'll grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waved. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye. Wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I'm through trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell. Picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you, cause you's a down.